the Thrive Time Show Studios in the Box That Rocks. It is Tulsa's number one CPA in every way. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to take a look under your financial hood with Paul Hood.
I want money, lots and lots of money. I want the pie in the sky. I want money, lots and lots of money. So don't be asking me.
Claremore, the great folks in Broken Arrow, Owosso, anybody in the 918, how you doing? Good morning and welcome to A Look Under the Hood with Paul Hood, Tulsa's number one CPA in every way. Paul Hood, how are you doing?
I am amazing, Clay. Clay, I don't know if you listen to, you work all the time. You're always productive.
Work.
Yeah, at hoodcpas.com, I like to try to stay current on things. Did you know, I was listening to talk radio like at 3:30 this morning.
Wow.
Yeah. And did you know spaceships are now triangular shaped?
Spaceships are now triangular shaped.
Yeah. I guess they're being seen all over the place. And then also spirits, ghosts, I guess.
Time out. The first thing you just said.
Yes.
You can't just skip off.
Was that a real thing you just said?
Yes.
Okay. So then, Chup, we have to put on the show notes, as is tradition. So people go to hoodcpas.com. I'd like to put a picture of Darth Vader's ship, the one he, because it's an Imperial cruiser, I believe, is what he rode in there. Maybe you could find out what, in fact, Darth Vader was driving in. I think he's still actually in that. And so are you referencing Star Wars? Is that what you're saying? Or is these real?
No, this was a talk, I think it's called America Across the Radio. Or
is it Coast to Coast?
Coast to Coast.
Oh, okay. All right.
Great.
All right. Well, Chop, I tell you what, you fact checked that. Back to you, Paul.
Yeah. It was great. You know, there was all kinds of good information. And the thing that caught me off guard, though, is this. Then they shifted gears from aliens to ghosts. And did you know ghosts change clothes?
Ghosts change clothes?
Yeah. The question was for this expert is, okay, if you see a ghost on Monday and you see a ghost on Tuesday, are they wearing the same clothes? And she said no. They change clothes.
You know what, Paul? I'm going to give you...
That's
I'm
amazing.
This is just some life advice I have from a business coach to a CPA.
Okay.
I'm glad that the great folks of 1170 listen to Coast to Coast. And my wife actually likes listening to it because she says it's just kind of, she doesn't know what she's ever going to hear on that thing. But I don't necessarily know whether the data that we're obtaining from Coast to Coast might be, you know, under like as factual as your CPA knowledge that you're teaching. I don't know whether, you know, I don't know. Chup, if you can verify these things.
I'm having a hard time.
Okay. All right. Now let's talk about some stuff we can fact check here.
All right, let's do it.
Page 33 of A Look Under the Hood book is develop clear goals for your financial future. Now, Paul, you had a little workshop for, I want to say, about 20 members of the Hood Nation that attended a workshop at the Thrive Time Show headquarters in a beautiful Jinx America. You hosted that with Marshall Morris and Clay Stairs. Can you talk to me about developing clear goals and specifically maybe that group of people and kind of how setting clear goals can help those people and our audience here today?
Absolutely, Clay. And one of the overwhelming theme of the meeting and really success in life is being deliberate. And you've got to know where you want to go. You've got to set goals. And it was a real good question. Do you set long-term goals? Or do you set short-term goals? And the answer was both. So we spent some time on that. You set the long-term goal, and then you back in. So that's where you want to end up. But you back in, and you set short-term goals to reach those things. So if you set a goal for 12 months from now, where are you going to be? You know, 6 months from now, we're going to be 3 months from now, we're going to be a month from now.
There's a notable quotable I want to share with you from your book. There,
great.
As you're talking about, you know, where people want to be a month from now, it says Stephen Covey says, begin with the end in mind. Now, he says, begin with the end in mind. However, fun factoids that we're going to put on the show notes. This is from Time Magazine. Time Magazine, Chup, says, 1 in 3 Americans have no retirement savings. That's from Time Magazine and not from Coast to Coast. Now, Forbes says that 63% of Americans don't have enough money to cover a $500 emergency. So here is where this gets real for all the listeners. If you're listening today, what I want you to do is I want you to get out a sheet of paper and think about it like you have your future totally out in front of you. You can do whatever you want with your life. I want every single person to do this for just a second. I want you to write down your goals for your family. Okay, right. Just write down your. And you say, "What's a family goal?" Okay, as an example, do you want to go on a vacation this year? Maybe that's a goal. Maybe a goal is to put your kids in private school. Maybe your goal is to buy a new house, move into a nicer school district. Maybe a goal is to have a minivan for the kids. I don't know. Write down your goals for your family. Write down your goals for your friendship. Okay, there's six F's here. Okay, family, friendship. Write down your goals for your fitness. Right. Write down your goals for your fitness. Write down your goals for your finances. Right? Write those down. Write down your goals for fun and write down your goals for your faith. Well, what's a faith goal? I mean, you might want to attend church every Sunday and maybe what is it? And then you're, now, next to those goals, write down what it costs you to do them. So if you want to drive to church and you want to drive to church in Owosso, but you live in Tulsa, you might on a very real level, it might cost you $9 to go to church. And if you want to go to church 52 times this year, you've got to budget in 52 times nine, okay? So let's just say approximately about $500 you got to budget in for church. Now, if your goal is to buy the kids a minivan and you want to finance it, then you've got to budget in $400 a month to pay for that thing or whatever your goals are. This is where people screw it up, though, because now we have these big goals. It's so fun setting goals. It's so great to have a great start to the year and big dream and a big vision about new goals. But this is where the breakdown happens. I see it all the time. People have huge goals. They read the Tony Robbins books. They've read the Brian Tracy books. They've listened to all the Napoleon Hill they can possibly handle. You've gone online and you've watched Tai Lopez and you've listened to your fair share of any motivational trainer out there. I mean, you are Jim Rohn. I'm talking, you are riding high with Zig Ziglar. Woo. You are ready to go with Stephen Covey. You, my friend, are on fire. You have watched all the motivational Netflix shows you could possibly watch, but you do not have a regular occurring meeting with your accountant to keep you on track. And you have not automated your savings. Ah. And I'm not talking about you. It's just an analogy. I'm talking about other people.
The other guy.
People listening to KRMG this morning. Those mm-hmm. people.
Those guys.
You guys are the savers. The people listening to KRMG, those aren't the savers. So, Paul, this is where I want you to help the listeners here. Let's assume that the listeners have written down their goals for their faith, their family, their finances, their fitness, their friendship, their fun. And they've been doing this for years, by the way. They've been doing it for years. But now they're going, you know, gosh, I'm not actually getting ahead. Talk to me, one, about the importance of meeting with an accountant one time and automating your savings.
Sure.
Why is that so important?
Yeah, well, I think it was Thomas Edison that said, vision without execution is hallucination.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a great quote. I love that quote. But the key is you got to have somebody to hold you. You got to be able to hold yourself accountable, but you also need somebody to hold you accountable. And having very specific goals to reach your whatever you've set, or specific tasks and activities to reach those goals, is very important. And meeting with a business coach or a CPA, that, you know, we like to meet with our clients monthly, the ones that are really active and proactive and want to get where they want to go. And so we can set, okay, what did we accomplish this week? What are we going to accomplish next week? And you have real definable tasks, Clay.
So here's an example. As a business coach, you and I have a relationship, and then our business coaching program, the Thrive Time Show, which you can hear every day, by the way, from 12 to 2 on Talk Radio 1170, this very station, from 12 to 2, Monday through Friday, noon to 2, every single day. One of our clients we work with is yourself, you know, Paul Hood. So we work with you. Let me just explain this to you. Paul has a very large practice with thousands of customers. So why does he need a business coach? Well, okay, Bill Campbell was the business coach of Steve Jobs. Really? Steve had a business coach? And the business coach of Jeff Bezos.
Get out of here.
Really? So Amazon and Apple and the business coach for Google. No way. So the same coach worked with those guys. Now, what was he doing? What he was doing is he wasn't telling Steve Jobs everything to do. He was trying to get Steve Jobs to play at his best and to have a long-term proactive strategy, and then breaking down that strategy into weekly tasks. And so Paul is seeing, there are literally thousands of Tulsans that are going to hoodcpas.com. Thousands of you are doing this. By the way, you can do it right now. Go to hoodcpas.com, and they're requesting their free copy of the Snowball Book by Warren Buffett. It's a book that Paul's given away to every member of the listening audience. All you got to do is claim your book now while supplies last. Just go to hoodcpas.com and claim the book. But Paul's looking at it going, hey, we have are expanding our Claremore office. We're renovating Tulsa. We're getting everything ready for more growth. And I'm looking ahead 90 days ahead, and I'm trying to figure out, right now we can keep up with everybody, but I'm thinking ahead, how can I always keep up with people? How can I expand my pipeline? And that's what an accountant should do for you financially. They should help you look at where you want to go. And then, Paul, a regularly scheduled meeting with your accountant once a quarter, what does that kind of meeting look like for your proactive clients?
Well, for the what it looks like is we review the things that we wanted to get done and set goals or set tasks for the things we're going to get done to keep us moving on pace. Because, Clay, you know, if you set together a plan and you execute that plan, you have to measure to see where you're at. You have to see how well did we do? How bad did we do? Did things get in the way? What do we need to change to continue on the straight and narrow, on the path, so that we don't, you know, drift and get off course?
Drift. So this is where I want to introduce Andrew. He's typically filming our shows, but I'd like to get him on the microphone today. Andrew, by last count, how old are you?
I'm 19 last time I checked.
Really? Mm. And when are you getting married, by the way?
I'm getting married in 21 days.
So 21 days. Yep. And what are you? You're also buying a house in how many days?
Yep. Closing on the 26th.
Wow. Okay. So you're closing your house here just a couple days. Closing the house, getting married here very soon. You have the future in front of you. What? Mm-hmm. Where do you see people that are ahead of you in life? Like 5 or 6 years ahead of you, where do you see them getting off financially? Because you've now been around enough where you probably know people that are 25, 30, that are impossibly in debt, not to like buying a house or something that's maybe an asset, but I'm talking about consumer debt, where they just owe a ton of money. Where have you seen your friends take, or people you know take the first step in the wrong direction? Where have you seen that derail?
Being irresponsible with things like credit cards, and being irresponsible where they spend their money, and not saving, and not storing up that backup for the rainy day, and not being prepared.
Now, Chup, you work with business coach clients,
right,
that are in their 40s, late 30s, 40s. A lot of clients work that are in their 50s. They own a business, and a lot of them produce a lot of revenue. And then when you sit down and coach with them, that you find out, they tell you that, hey, I have nothing saved.
Right.
And a lot of times you'll introduce them to Paul Hood and say, well, you need to see Paul and he'll help
this
you.
Is automate
this
is the guy. This is the guy.
Can you talk to me why it's so important to automate your savings? Why over and over and over we tell our clients they have to automate their savings?
Well, when running a business, there's always these crazy fires, crazy expenses that pop up, right? Things happen. And if you're not pulling that money out before you even see it, that's why it's got to be automatic. Like, it's not even there.
Automatic.
It's easy to then not save that money because there's this other piece of equipment or new printer or whatever you can do and spend that money. So you got to delay gratification.
Okay.
You got to be resourceful and not need more resources, right?
Right.
And then you got to just take that out automatically so that it's automatically coming out. You don't even see it. You won't even notice it's gone.
So step number one is I want everyone, every member of our listening audience, to set specific lifestyle goals for yourself. Those F6 goals we talked about: faith, family, finances, fitness, friendship, fun. Two, you got to make specific goals that happen on a weekly basis. And that's what I want to focus on when we get back from the break, is weekly financial goals. How does Paul Hood help people set weekly financial goals? How does he help his clients? Many of his clients have become millionaires. How does he do it? And before we go to the break, I want to make sure that every single member of our audience gets a copy of Snowball. Now, Snowball is the only authorized biography ever allowed by Warren Buffett. And in that book, Warren Buffett teaches you how to become a financial success. And Paul Hood wants to give you a free copy of the book simply for scheduling a 1-hour consultation with Paul. You get the book. So you get 1 hour of his time and the book. Paul, why is this book such a great book? Why does everybody need to go to hoodcpas.com and get the Warren Buffett book, Snowball?
Well, you know, we live in the greatest country on the planet, Clay.
And oh, it's true.
It's built on free enterprise. And unfortunately, though, we don't teach people in college or whatever to save and to plan for the future. And Warren Buffett thinks differently. And I think sometimes if you're going in a certain path in life, you kind of need to do a quick adjustment. And Warren Buffett, you read in that book, you will learn things that you have not been taught before. And then we can work on those things and amplify them when you come and meet with me and we spend time together.
Now, folks, we'll be back after the break, but not before you have a chance to go to hoodcpas.com and to claim that book. What was that website? Hoodcpas.com. What was that website? Why are you whispering? Go to hoodcpas.com. I don't know what that website is. It's hoodcpas.com. We'll see you after the break.
They want from me. Like the more money we come across, the more problems.
Have you ever found yourself running out of money before the end of the month? Are you saving enough for retirement? Are you getting ahead financially? Tulsa, if you need a look under your financial hood, you've come to the right place. It's a look under the hood with Tulsa's number one CPA in every way, Paul Hood. With Paul Hood. And I'm telling you what, if you want to make a little extra bacon this year, if you want to get ahead financially, then you want to listen to this show. Now, if you do want to live in a van down by the river, I can help you. And so we are actually officed at the Riverwalk in beautiful Jinx, America. Mm. So here's the strategy. If you do want to live in a van down by the river, if you don't want to get ahead financially, the strategy is, one, wait for the river to dry up. So really, that's actually a false step one because it's always dry. Yeah. It's always dry.
90% of the time.
Just get to Bixby over there where Memorial meets the river. And what you're going to want to do is there's a little area over there where it's like they harvest like gravel from the river bottom or something. Drive over there and just start driving on the river. You can get down just into the river.
Yeah.
Just get onto the river and then drive that thing up. Drive that thing north, work your way west and then north, get over there to the beautiful Jinx Riverwalk offices, the offices of the Thrive Time Show, get there and just park that thing there and then don't do anything intentionally at all. Just don't. And then over time, you're going to get a piece of mail. Somehow they're going to find you. The credit card companies will find you. I'm telling you, this is going to happen. There's a SWAT team out there. Someone's going to find you. They found you at college campus. Don't act like they didn't find you. You know what I'm talking about. They found you at your college campus. They're going to come up to you. Hi, knock, knock, sir. And you can't roll down your window anymore because the weather has worn out your vehicle. And you see, you're like, wait a minute, let me open. So you open it up, and you got the long beard. You look like you're the Tom Cruise from Survivor or whatever it is. So you're out there, and you say, what's the deal? And they say, here's the deal, sir. Are you officed here at the River Road? Yes, I am. You want a credit card? Sure. Next thing you know, you walk on over there to QT, you walk on over there to the Shoe Carnival, you walk on over there to Kohl's, and you get yourself some consumer debt. And then what you do is you pay that minimum balance, and pretty soon that interest goes up a little bit. So now instead of having a balance of $1,000, now you're up to about $1,200, and pretty soon it just keeps happening. It's growing and growing, and pretty soon you, who do not understand the power of compound interest, begin to pay compound interest. So if you don't understand compound interest, that's good for the credit card companies because now they're making money. You're working for the man, and the man is the high interest credit cards. Now, if you understand the power of compound interest, which I know you do, then you would understand that Albert Einstein said that compound interest is, in fact, the eighth wonder of the world. I repeat, Albert Einstein, legendary, brilliant man, scientist, okay, physicist. He said, compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. So step one, you set those specific goals for your financial future, for your faith, your family, your finances, your fitness, your friendship, and your fun. But step two, now you got to make it like a specific weekly goal. So what you have to do is you've got to meet with a guy like Paul Hood, and you got to figure out a weekly strategy. It's not going to happen like a day. It's not a yearly strategy. It's not a decade-long strategy. Paul, they've got to meet with you. They've got to set up some kind of automatic weekly savings or some kind of – walk us through the importance of having a weekly automated saving strategy.
Well, that's one of the primary things we preach to people. And really, I'm almost legislated to do that now. The Department of Labor, in their wisdom, came out a couple years ago and made me a fiduciary. And I don't know if you know what a fiduciary is, Clay, or not. I'm sure you probably do. It just means I have extra responsibility to make sure people are going in the right direction. And one of the things that the easiest thing to do is you set an automatic savings plan. I don't care if you're a business owner. I don't care if you're an employee. You need to live on less than what you make. And there's some psychology that goes along with that.
Quick interruption here. I work directly with the government because I am the man.
You are the man.
And I've discovered that Congress, mainly the people that I work with, you know, the people at the White House and beyond, we don't actually need to balance our checkbooks at all, actually. We just spend more than we have. And it doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. This is something we believe in. It's when two people can't agree on what they should buy, then we buy both. I mean, this is a, I just wanted to make sure you had an update from the government, and then a little tip for all the folks at home there. If you ever run low on your money, just threaten to shut everything down. And then when people don't want to shut it down, just hit the print button, and you can just print and print and print and just print all the money that you want because you're the government. Oh, I forgot. The average consumer can't do that. Back to you, Paul.
Yeah, no, if we could, that might be an amazing task.
Print that money.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a tip.
So you set it and you forget it. And so there's some psychology there that I have yet to have, Clay. I've yet to have anybody come to me that we set them up on one of these plans that actually said, oh, my gosh, I can't afford it. I
set
can't
it
miss it.
And forget it.
Yeah. And because you end up spending what you make. Most people spend what they make, whether you're in a business or an individual. And if you say, if you pay yourself first,
pay yourself
before you
first.
Ever get that check.
Come on now.
Then you won't miss it. And it builds up.
This is the, and I want to make sure we put this on the show notes. One, Paul used a big word, fiduciary,
from the Greek word meaning fiduciary.
No, but this is what it means. It means involving trust, especially with regard to the relationship between the trustee and the beneficiary. That was one big epiphany. I want to make sure we break that down. Second big idea, and this is, I'm very passionate about this, very passionate. If you will just set it and forget it. You will automate your savings. Work with me. I am a business coach. I tell business owners all the time, do you know the Fortune 500 companies, the biggest companies in the world, do you know how much they spend on marketing? Go ahead. And it's 11%. Okay. Michael Levine, one of our mentors at thethrivetimeshow.com. He's the PR consultant for Nike, for Prince, for Pizza Hut, for the Clintons, for the Bushes. He explains in great detail that the average Fortune 500 company spends 11% of their gross revenue on marketing. So I'm always preaching to my clients, spend 11% on marketing, buy ads. Well, we're you mostly word of mouth. Yeah, that's why Coca-Cola quit advertising, right? Well, we're mostly word of mouth. Yeah, that's why McDonald's doesn't advertise. Remember that commercial? They don't run anymore. Okay, so I'm always saying automate your marketing. Automate it. Just set it. And forget it, 11%. Now with your savings, people don't get excited about that part. And I said, listen, home skillet, dude, Dudamus, Optimus Prime, work with me, Brostradamus, pay attention here. Save at least 3% of what you make, automate it, step one. Step two, don't die. Don't die.
Keys to success.
I mean it. Look both ways. When you know you go out there, you want to just look both ways. Okay, I'm writing this down. This is good. Stop, drop, and roll if you discover you're on fire. If you're on fire, stop, drop, and roll. Third, stay away from gang-related activity. Four, anybody named Lou who knows a guy who wants to meet you in a downtown back alley, say no. But you have to automate your savings. There's no other way. It's not going to work. You're not going to write a check every week. I know you, and I know that you're not going to do it. I've been doing this for over a decade, working with thousands of clients, and every single client that I work with who is successful has automated their savings. I can't think of even one outlier, not even one. And I've worked with thousands of millionaires. I've even worked with billionaires. I've worked with the founder of Sky Vodka. I've met the founder of Hobby Lobby. I have never met a single person who has not automated their savings. And I know of no other accountant in Tulsa other than Paul Hood with Hood CPAs who has my complete 100% endorsement. I've met clients that have worked with Paul for over a decade and they all sing the praises. Paul, if somebody wants to automate their savings today, how do they do it? What's the first step? How do they get an appointment with you? How do they automate their savings?
Yeah, once we sit down, we got to figure out which direction they want to go in life. And we just set up a simple brokerage account or investment account, savings account. And then we draft that. We show them, we hit that account, draft it once a month, and it goes in automatically. And Clay, you would not believe, to the person, 100% of the people, they come back to me 12 months, 18 months, 24 months later, and they say, I can't believe how fast this is growing.
Here's what I wouldn't believe. I can't believe that people can't find the time to do this because they're not our listeners, but I got to watch The Voice. And there's a new Survivor that came out, and it's amazing. Mm. They got the Super Bowl, and now I've got to watch all the highlights of the Super Bowl, and there's a picture of a cat on Facebook, and I got to plan my trip. You're spending like hours planning your trip, weeks planning your wedding, and you're not willing to spend an hour, one freaking hour, to automate your savings? Come on, man. Just go to hoodcpas.com. It's a one-hour meeting, and when you meet for 1 hour, what do you give them, Paul?
I give them a copy of Warren Buffett's Snowball Book.
And I'll promise I won't be there, so it'll be a nice environment, very calm.
It'll be nice. You know, we can turn the TV on to whatever they want to listen to or watch. But, Clay, it's really that meeting is not about me. It's not about you. It's about that person, that client. What do they want to? Because, literally, you said it. Most people spend more time planning their vacation than planning their life, planning their financial security. You have to have more than one source of revenue.
You only have to have a one-hour meeting with you, and it fixes so many things.
We start the process. Because, see, Clay, people think they have to be motivated and then inspired to create action. We try to teach them, no, let's just take baby steps. Let's create action. And once we start that snowball going, baby steps, then you're going to get motivated and you're going to get excited. So let's start with action first. Just make the appointment. Go to my website, hoodcpas.com.
Go to hoodcpas.com. Go to hoodcpas.com and claim your copy of Warren Buffett's book, Snowball. Claim your free copy of Warren Buffett's book, Snowball, at hoodcpas.com and schedule a one-hour consultation with Paul Hood. I promise it will change your financial future. Is your accountant proactive or reactive? When was the last time your accountant said, we need to meet and automate your savings? Never. When was the last time that your accountant was able to crack a joke? Never. When was the last time that your accountant met with you in a way that let you knew that he was mentally and physically present? I don't remember that at all. Go to hoodcpas.com. Change your life. It only takes just a moment. Next week, we are so excited to have another show, another edition of A Look Under the Hood with Paul Hood. We'll see you next week, Tulsa.
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had.